Blog Talk Radio.
Ministry on Blog Talk Radio. I would like to thank you so much for taking your hour out to be a part of this time. Amen. We have a speaker this evening, and we are looking forward to hearing what God has placed on her heart. Folks, I need to tell you that she asked for this from the very beginning of Proverbs, and now we are at 31. So I'm excited excited to hear what God has placed on her heart. This evening we have Apostle Monica C. Scott. Amen. She is a senior pastor of the Filling Station Empowerment Center located in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's right. She heard what I said, Raleigh, North Carolina. It might be a little warmer there than it is here, but we're not going to be haters. We're not going to be haters. Amen, amen, amen. We just love the idea of you coming together. For those of you who are listening, we do Zoom. For those of you who are on Zoom, we'd like to inform you that we are having, it is saying that the internet connection is not strong. So I would ask you that if you could, please make sure that you write down the number 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054 so that you can be connected in case we lose internet connection on Zoom. If you would like to participate on Zoom, and we know that God is going to work it out, the call number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode is capital PSALM. Amen. Capital PSALM. Psalm 23 without an S. Amen. And for those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in and participate, that's right. You can call in and participate. The call number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. You call in and we will connect you to the phone. And when the speaker opens up an opportunity for a question, amen, or a comment, amen, you can participate. But if you choose to stay and just listen by the internet service, that's okay. Amen, that's okay. Whatever device you use, it is okay, just as long as you are blessed by the word of God. Right now I'm going to stop talking, and we're going to move on over into Raleigh, North Carolina. The next voice that you hear will be none other than Apostle Monica C. Scott. Amen. Amen. If you can't hear on Zoom, please let us know so that we know that there is an issue on this end. Everything is being recorded on Blog Talk Radio, so we want to make sure that you can go back and listen to this. You go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can listen to this message and share it with a friend or even a foe. Amen. Spread the good news. Amen. Apostle Lee.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Clay. I'm so honored to be able to be here and go through this. So, heard about you going on the book from Proverbs. This is that actors in the Bible, and every time I read Galatians, I think about what we're getting ready to do. One correction, I am not a Scott. I am a Lee. So I
did I say Scott? There's an Apostle Scott also, Apostle Derek Scott. My error on that end. Thank you for correcting that.
Yeah, I have to give all honor to my husband and family.
And I don't want him to be mad at me.
Thank God. That's okay. I'm making sure we were correcting. We were correcting there. All honor to him and his name.
That's my name.
Amen. I wanted to let everyone know that I kind of flow in a different vein. Sometimes it depends on how God and that's to go as God has given me. I do like questions, and I will open up for questions, but I want to give you the lesson portion of what God has given me. Quickly, the Father God, in Jesus, I for this opportunity. I thank you for the Clay household and allowing this man and woman of God to come together and let your word be presented as you have seen for it to be on this evening. I ask you to go throughout these swerve optics, whatever needs to be done so that this word can fall fertile ground the way that you intended for it to go. I put all of Monica aside and ask only that the anointing move forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We are going forward. If you have your Bibles, we are going to Proverbs, the 31st chapter. And Proverbs, the 31st chapter, it's going to be segmented into two parts. I need you to just kind of get into your imagination for a minute, first of all. This particular chapter in the Bible, in the Book of Wisdom, a lot of different people don't really, I don't want to get all into the history of the book and everything, because I'm sure you guys have covered that since we have been in it yet. That has been covered. Mind you, before we go into the virtues of a wife, now is that this is a conversation from mother to her son. And a lot of people don't pay attention to that. But it's Lebanon's mother to him in verses 1 through 9. And in those, this is the reason why this is important, because it's also a woman talking about what a woman should be. How can a man tell a woman what to be? How can a woman tell a man what to be? A man can tell a man and a woman can tell a woman. That's the basis of this lesson. I want you to understand the love this queen mother. Although it's not stated in this particular passage, there's only one queen mother that is noted in the Bible, and that's Bathsheba. So she was the mother to Solomon. And in some versions of the Hebrew Bible, Lemuel's mother is Bathsheba, and Lemuel is Solomon. So imagine a mother telling him what you need to look for. Okay, that's painting the picture, the backdrop of what we're going to talk about. I want to read to you, and I'm reading out of the New King James Version, verses 1 through 9, the words of the king Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What my son of my womb, and what my son of my vows, do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys the king. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for the king's wine, nor for the prince's cups, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless and the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and meek. And let's go back. Do not. The wisdom and mother of a mother, having a heart-to-heart conversation with her son, letting her son know these are some traits. These are some identifying marks, some things that are important that you need to be aware of. I need to look at you. How many of us in retrospect go and look in the mirror and say, what do I need to fix on me? Now, what better, who can discipline you better than your mother or your father? Because I love it how it's put in this particular verse. I believe it's in verse 2nd. 31st chapter, he says, you are the son of my womb. And being the son of my womb, that means I pushed you out. I conceived you. I carried you for 9 months. I know the movement, the intricacy, and then I birthed you into this world. And birthing you, you're not being hard-headed. I'm not going to let you go out like that. How many of us as parents, I don't know how many people are parents on the line, you can just raise your hand if you are, but as a parent, you know, I have some grown children, and I don't care how grown they get, I can still pull them up in their collar. And but I can still attach them. I can still be, I live like 700 miles away from my sons right now where I live at. And I can get on the phone, son, you're in my spirit. There's something not right. All my, one is married, one is not. what was she talking about, Mama? Mama, you care. Versus is a mother telling her son who is the king. Let me explain to you how you look. Let me explain to you some of the things that you need to pay attention to. You have to pay attention to how your character. You've got to pay attention to what people look at. You've got to pay attention. You can't go, you can't be on the point of getting drunk and high with everybody. I'm in the Word now. Y'all keep up with the Word. I told you I paraphrase. I'm a little different here. Just sit up there and make these false accusations. You can't just talk this hypocrisy. You have to be a man of your word. This is only as a mother can break her son down. But she goes on to tell him in that process, this is one of the good things that you have to do. You can't be intoxicated with wine, with strong drink, but you got to be able to hear, and you got to be able to listen to the poor in spirit. And then you pass that. You give them instructions. You show them the things they may not know, but you got to be patient with them. And that's something we forget, because many people from their relationship with their son, because the son might look like the daddy. They might not be with the daddy. They may have the daddy's ways. You're bringing all this backlash into a relationship that's not the relationship that God said. You got to give instruction and then let them go. That's what this mother did. That's what the queen mother did. She said, I want you to remember the misery no more. I want you to open. I want you to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. I'm in verse 8 now. I'm almost finished with my first part. I want you to be able to go. You are the king. You're the man. You're the hot dog. You're in a position where you can do for others who cannot do for themselves. And I need you to understand, stop being stupid. Stop running the streets. Stop running around here doing this. It's the need things better because of you forsaking your position. Now, how do we tie this all in? Each man that is, and I love the fact that there are men on this line, you are the head of your house. I don't care what kind of house you got. You got to step into your rightful position, and you are the leader. You are the one that has to hear from God to help the instructions as they should be carried out. This is God required. So, verse 9, open your mouth. Plead the cause of the poor and needy. Open your mouth. That ain't my problem. Oh, that ain't what I'm supposed to do. Not my business. This is God's word. We've been silent for so long, and people have been hurt. Not just the men, the women. There have been detriments that have happened over centuries. And God's word says you got to speak that thing so that it be. Speak it into existence. Amen. Your one little voice, your one word can change the outcome. I've seen, I'll use the example of my husband. And I've seen, like, when the men all gather around their car, they all, it take all of them to fix a car. To fix one, everybody got a little input about something that's being fixed. But it's not the parts or the who has the mechanical ability. It's the conversation that these men have that encourage that next man. And it might be a younger man that may not be as old as my husband is, but they encouraging a younger man coming up, and that those words of wisdom, your words are valuable, man of God. Your words are valuable. And in this particular chapter, before we go in talking about a wife, you can't get no wife, you ain't got your stuff in order. And I love how the queen mother does this, because then she tells you, this is what you need to look for. okay? A minute. Do you have any questions on verses 1 through 9? No questions?
I have those on the
comments?
Phone. I have them on mute. I'm opening them up. I'm going to open up all the mics.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
No questions.
Amen. But that's God. We're going to keep on going then. If we have no questions, I know that on Zoom you can type in the chat, and I have somebody that's assisting me and helping me monitor the chat because I'll keep talking and forget to look at that. But we're going to go to verse 10. Is verse 20, what is that? 10 through 16, that's a little bit first. A lot of people want to talk about virtue, and this is one of those sets of scriptures. Yes, I will let you know and get that message back from me. Thank you. As a female pastor, there are many times where we do these wonderful women's services, and we want to talk about the woman, she's worth more than rubies, and so on and so on. I want to go back to what I started off with. I need you to understand that this is not a man that's describing what he wants. This is a queen mother telling him what he should look for in a woman. So this is really, for a Christian woman, a checklist of things to see if you exhibit these virtues. To see if, and I love it because my particular Bible says it's called the virtuous wife. It does not say in this set of scriptures that she was married. Hello? It says that she was married. She was already a wife. That's a whole other lesson. We ain't got enough time to get into that. So if women, to my women, if women would start to think of yourself even as you are single, and you may not be married, if you think and act as a wife, then as you once you go down the aisle and you do what you need to do, you already have claimed that position. Mm. And here is a biblical checklist of what that should look like, the virtuous wife. Who can find, I'm on verse 10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her work is far above she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and woolly works with her hands. She is a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. I love that part. We're going to talk about that, too. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. For all, she makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and good. Her husband is known in the gate. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman the Lord shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hand, and let her own works praise her in the gates. That word is most definitely blessed in Jesus' name. And so are the hearers and the readers. I love it. I'm going back to verse 10. I'm going to start at the beginning of this. Proverbs being the book of wisdom. This is the last chapter of the book of wisdom. At the very last moment, in the last book of wisdom, I'm now giving you specific instruction or a checklist of what to look for. Wisdom is referred to as a female. Has anyone ever, this is Bible, but I'm asking the question, has anyone ever understood why that wisdom is referred to as a female?
No.
I'm sorry.
Well, I wonder why. I never thought about it.
Okay, that's very good. That's good. But let me give you what God gave me. Wisdom can be described as a woman, female, because it nurtures. Wisdom gives you instructions to move to make things grow and prosper. As a female, as a mother, as the queen mother did for her son, she gave him instructions in this form, in this poem. Gave him instructions of, son, these are some things you need to look out for. These are some things that you need to carry on throughout your life and pass on to your son. These are qualities. And I love it, as I always said, who can find a virtuous wife? It does not say who can find a virtuous woman. It's that who can find a virtuous wife, meaning she was a wife when he found her. That's a whole other, skip everything. But you have to be mindful that, don't become, according to God, as a woman. You don't become a wife just because you're a certificate. Think of qualities of a wife. Woman who is already married in the spiritual realm to her Lord and Savior.
Amen.
She's exhibiting these characteristics. I'm not all willy-nilly when I ain't got no husband. I'm still a wife. So he didn't find a woman. He who finds a wife by favor is what everybody wants. But every woman ain't a wife. Let's be real with that. Every woman ain't a wife. But it does not say that a woman finds a husband. I'm going to keep on talking. For her worth is far above rubies. Now, rubies is second stone to diamonds. Rubies is also my birthstone. I didn't realize I had that on. But it's also my birthstone. But it's second to a diamond. And it says her worth is above that. If you find a wife, a woman who is a wife before you marry her, then the value, her worth is unprecedented. Your lives change. Your households change according to the word of God. As to why in the things that she does. Let's see some of the things that she is required to do and that she should already naturally have in place. Her heart of her husband trusts her. Especially trust her. It ain't part of the way. Only trust her with this. He safely trusts her that he will not go without anything. But if he needs socks, he's gonna have socks. If you need food, he's gonna have food. If you need this, because it says, so he will lack nothing. have no lack. Everything is of gain. You need to understand something, people of God. When you connect in your natural connections of a man and wife coming together, husband and wife, you follow heart, increase. That's that. All right, and pray about that in the spirit. When you get married, you fall apart, everything breaks, falls, nothing works, this doesn't happen. No. If this is a God-ordained union, there will be gain. Let me break something down to y'all, which a lot of people don't like to deal with. She had her own stuff before she got married. As we continue. And does her husband good and not evil. She's not setting him up. She's not plotting against him. She's not lying to him. She increases his wealth. She increases his notoriety. She increases. She's not a basketball wife. She's riding on his coattail. She had her own. It says all the days of her life. This is the key I want you to understand about that. All the days of her life, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is not a lazy woman. You can't do nothing with lazy. Lazy, if you got lazy, and you ain't going to have nothing. And I mean it just like that. That's not grammatically correct, but you ain't going to have nothing. If you got people, if you got a female in your life that's lazy, you will not. It says, love it. She's like the merchant ship. This is a biblical term and something that a lot of us in this modern day, we don't know nothing about no merchant ships. But I'm going to break it down for you. It's about to be Christmas time. And there's a supply storage. There's a supply shortage. Because you have to buy your fish ahead of time. And normally you can just wait to what is it called, Black Friday. You can wait to Black Friday. You can wait till a couple days before Christmas and go get all your gifts. But now there are even shortages on the shelves for food, for gifts, for toys. It says in the word that she's like a merchant ship. A merchant ship, to give you an understanding, is a ship that went from port to port. And it brought and it sold. That means she had some form of economic resources. This woman, if somebody, she has been sitting at home doing nothing. She has a way of making things happen. Now, nowadays, that could be, she could be an entrepreneur. Nowadays, she could be working. I have a job. I work outside of my house, but I also have my own consulting, and I still do ministry. I'm a merchant ship. I got different sources of income coming in. As you're making money, you're not costing it. You're making things better for your family. She brings her, I didn't hit the wrong chapter. This is, y'all skip it. Not a second, let me hit back. Here we go. It's so in here that she is like the merchant ship. She brings food from afar. And she provides for her household. I love this part. And a portion for her maid servants. That means this is a woman of means. She has people who help take care of her day-to-day. And they are provided for as well. Now, I don't know about y'all, but she wears multiple hats. We get tired. We get taxed just like you mean to. You wear multiple hats, you do different things, you get tired. But the word of God says, I'll make sure mine's taken care of. Follow that. And a portion, anything that is attached to this wife is provided for. Anything that is attached to the doctors, that's how I'm going to call them, the Clays, the Dr. Clays, they are, because that is a team that takes care of each other.
Amen.
Perfect example. I'm moving on along. to consider a field and buy it. Got some real estate, buy it. Is that good property? Is that fertile land? Are we doing what we need to do to go up? From her profit, she, I made money. So I go and take and make a vineyard so I can have another source. We want that coming in a month. We want to talk income. Please consider the motives of making money, having things taken care of by her household before she became married to a man. And not a checklist. Let's go back into some of our relationships. We don't have time to do all that tonight. But if you start checking things off, you didn't necessarily marry her just because of as my bishop would say, she had a Coca-Cola bottle. Thank you. But you married her because she's exhibiting the qualities that God has made. I'm moving right along. It's just about her hand. And to the distaff, that's the form of machinery I should have shaped Showtime Pitch, but I ain't got time to get. And her hand holds the spindle. She's making clothes. That's what that is. She's another way of providing. And she reaches out her hand to the needy. I'm on verse 21. I want to stay there for a minute. It's a bad state, men and women of God, if you're in the house with a selfish woman. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let me say that one more time. You're in a bad house. Or in a house with a woman who is selfish. A woman who cannot help others who are in need and does not willingly do it, that's not a good household. That is not a good household. It is one that is usually divided. There's a lot of bitterness. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of attitude. I shouldn't have to do this. Can I just be real? We're in the 21st century or whatever. A woman who take all her money and all she do is spend it on herself. She got 30-inch Pocahontas hair, eyelash fingernails. I'm just being real. But her life, but she got hair. That's a problem. That's a biblical problem. That's not being wise, according to the book of Proverbs. You need to watch out for her selfish. I'm going to get off. You may her it requires a lot of work, but I love it because it's material. And it says that she makes it not only for her family. Her clothing is of fine linen and purple. Purple being exhibiting royalty. Linen is a spun cotton to a level that is so soft. It catches wrinkles real quick, but it's it feels amazing. And it's expensive. You know, it's like around a linen walking or a linen dress. Like, imagine what they had to go through without the day to day, the manufacturer. They made these garments by, this is a crucial point. It says, that means outside of their house, her husband, he's not known for being a bum on the street where he's just sitting on the street homeless. He's known for recognize a man that should be recognized as being in power. He said, when he sits among the elders of the land, back in biblical days, couldn't just know anybody sit with the elders. You had to have wisdom. You had to have money. You had to have the ability to carry a conversation. You married to a do-nothing, and you're not doing nothing. You don't get to hobnob with the elders. You don't get to come to dinner with them and sit and enjoy. you have to be able to carry the conversation. You have to sense not like a sore thing. And it says that her husband is recognized because of the things that she does. Hey, think about that. If you got a woman that the time, Elder Naisha, you help me keep the record of the I think they call it a thought now. You got a woman that's a thought.
Yep.
I think, is that the right? Okay, y'all help me now. The husband records his wife out there being a thought. He thinks who like he's going to move them sitting with the elders. Because he's like, are you trying to influence my husband? As a man, I ain't supposed to pick on y'all. Y'all know I don't do that. But as a man, you know, your partner, all he's doing is sneaking around, and that's what my husband hanging around, then you going to make me look at you like, what you trying to do? Amen. Amen, Walter. I'll say first.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because I'm going to look at you like, I know Johnny doing that because I saw it. And you hanging around with Johnny, this woman, is your husband being recognized? And if you don't have yourself in order and then he hanging with that, then the whole house is just doing this. Just everything. And they're looking at the woman. So I'm almost finished, y'all, because then I got to open it up for questions. I'm on verse 47. She watches over her household. There is no idleness. We're not going to have, you got rest. There's a difference between, anyway. I'm not doing that just because I don't want it enough. But you don't want to work. You don't went to school. You don't went to church. You deserve to take a nap and rest. But it don't mean you get to do that for years. You just have to trust it. Y'all know me. There are some women out here, they ain't been nothing in years. Idleness is the devil's workshop. Idleness needs to keep busy. And here is the thing. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fast. We got all kinds of stuff. We can get pumped up, stuffed out, plugged in, glued in, sold in, but it passes. You have to get it redone. It's all natural beauty. Honey, I love makeup, though. I'm not even going to go there. Natural, but that inner beauty that comes out when you wake up, as I do some artists, and look like a troll. Right ahead when you wake up and your husband ain't brushed his teeth yet. You still love him. You still take care of him. You still, it's passing. Those things, I got wrinkles that I didn't have 10 years ago. But God, that does not make the relationship dwindle. That's another conversation. Here is the key. A woman who fears the Lord. If you got a woman that ain't scared of God, run.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm talking about run. Because I can do a whole lot of stuff. But if I'm that bold that I ain't scared of who created me, who ain't got to let me wake up in the morning like that, who I can't keep his word, I can't keep his commandment. I didn't say I did everything perfectly and right. But I'm scared to mess up with God. And a woman who is not afraid, I ain't scared of nothing. I stand there with you, fight with you. But I sure ain't finna fight God. Okay, yep, you said do what? I got it. Without God, there would be no me. I hold my hand. I'm able to utilize these hands because he woke me up this morning. I'm able to have this Bible study lesson because God said, go ahead, do this. It's been more than a couple of months, Dr. Clark, since I said, I almost forgot I said I was going to do it. But when you do what God said, I said, well, I came back out of it. If I could only tell y'all the day I had at work, like my daughter was on fire. You going to make coming, inside house thing. I'm coming in hot. That means cut the computer off, bitch, back, but then I'm coming. I'm running. You know, that's what it means. Because I just got off of work, I'm coming in hot. I need, they put my bottle of water right here. And I told my husband, thank you for dinner, give me a minute. He was like, I'm going to wait till you get through. Praise God. I got to give him a kiss just for that. Because I said, it was one of them days. I'm coming in. Why? But I got to do what God said. God said, do this. Do this. This will help somebody. This is an opportunity, men and women of God. This is a woman, a mama, talking to her son. Son, don't be stupid. Let me tell you what you need to look for. No, I like it. Let me tell you what you need to look for. And as a woman, you got to respect a woman that's brave enough to tell you when you don't have yourself right. Better hear me? Don't a woman that always got a flattery tongue and she always sleeps. Something wrong with her. Hello, Wild. Something wrong with her. A woman that is honest, doing something according to God, not just trying to make you feel good. Because I can tell you when you're wrong, but I'm going to tell you with the love of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this queen mother did. She told her husband how he needs to be as a man looking for a woman. But then she gave him instructions. This is what you need. This is what you need to make you go higher. And that's it. That's Proverbs 31. And I'm done. I'm open for questions or comments. And we got what I got. 9 minutes. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All mics are open if you want to questions or comments.
I'm voting for a part two. I really like this. And I feel like we ain't finished. That's how I feel. I feel like we are not concluded.
I
think it was amazing.
I hear you. I have to work within my time.
I totally agree with the person's comment that just went forth. It was excellent, excellent teaching. And you gave us, I don't know if you were reading my chat responses.
I was trying.
Your insight was just, I got like a confirmation in my spirit. It's like, yes. A lot of times people look at this, the virtuous woman, and they don't really understand. And that it's looking for the qualities. It's our checklist. And with us this evening, and I look forward to hearing you again or spending more time with you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me. Definitely. I'm just honored to be able to be a part. Think about this little nugget of what God gave me. And I need to also just please, I hate using that word, because I hate what people or be transparent. You're never transparent. You only tell people what you want them to know. That's a lot. I'm going to tell you what I want you to know. Proverbs 31 has been, since I've been saved, every year, and my birthday's in July, every year I go through that list. And it's like a developing tool for me. Because I check myself. I got this. Some years I've been a little slacky. Some years I've been a real too much for a bit. But I check myself. And then I pray about it. I can't get into all of that right now, but there have been years when I was married, years when I wasn't married. I'm married now. And I still check myself. I want to be God wants me to be. Think of that no other way. They're following that word. And let me tell you, if you're honest with yourself, it ain't easy.
It's not.
Go, amen. It ain't easy.
Amen.
It has to go. Just say, God, fix me. I ain't always been once. You know, I thought I was. I thought I was. But I tell you, when I get with God, I am exactly who God wants me to be, and I thank God for that.
Amen.
So I encourage you, both men and women, don't be, when God taps you or slaps you on your hand, don't sit there and cry and light and lay in.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're not perfect. Only Christ was perfect, but we are prepared to progress. We can improve. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Any other questions? Yes, amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, pal, how are you? I'm all right. I was listening to people very carefully and I was thinking about it.